Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, we love to go deep on the most interesting concepts out there.
Yes.
And today, we're all about working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
So we're diving into the 80-20 rule, maximizing results with minimal effort.
That's right.
Okay, so imagine this. You could achieve 80% of your results with just 20% of the effort.
It's a game changer.
It really is. And this book is going to show us exactly how.
I think people are going to be surprised by just how much this principle applies to their lives.
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. What if 80% of your happiness came from just 20% of your relationships?
Right.
Or 20% of your tasks were responsible for 80% of your success at work?
It's powerful stuff.
So let's break it down.
Go ahead.
What is this magical 80-20 rule all about?
Well, it's actually a pretty simple concept at its core.
Okay.
It's the idea that a small percentage of causes often drive the majority of results.
So like in the book, it talks about how 80% of Italy's land was owned by just 20% of the population.
Exactly. That's a classic example.
Wow.
And it's not just limited to land ownership. You know, it pops up everywhere.
Like 80% of the wear and tear on my favorite jeans probably comes from like 20% of the times I wear them.
Exactly. It's about those high impact areas.
Okay. So we get the concept. Mm-hmm. But how do we actually apply this to our own lives?
Well, let's start with time management.
Oh, yeah. Because who doesn't feel overwhelmed with their to-do list these days?
Right. The book has some great strategies for using the 80-20 rule to manage our time more effectively.
I'm all ears.
First things first, you got to identify those high-impact activities.
Okay, so figure out what's actually moving the needle.
Exactly. And once you know what those are, you can start eliminating those time wasters.
You mean like endlessly scrolling social media?
Oh, that's a big one for sure.
Yeah.
And then the key is to focus on your strengths.
Okay. So double down on what you're already good at.
It's about playing to your advantages.
I'm starting to see how this could really work.
It's not about doing less. It's about prioritizing for maximum impact.
Right. And I think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, oh, I just need to work less.
Yeah.
But it's really about working smarter.
Exactly. Now let's talk about how businesses can use this principle because it can be a real game changer.
Okay. So how can businesses benefit from the 80-20 rule?
Well, think about it this way. Businesses are always looking for ways to boost profits.
Of course.
Streamline operations.
Right.
Improve customer relationships.
Makes sense.
And the 80-20 rule offers a framework for doing all of that.
So how does that work in practice?
Well, one of the key things the book talks about is identifying and nurturing your top customers.
So those are the customers who are generating the most revenue.
Exactly. And it makes sense to focus your efforts on keeping them happy.
Right, because it's easier to keep a current customer than it is to find a new one.
Exactly. And along the same lines, businesses can use the 80-20 rule to figure out which products or services are the most profitable.
Okay, and then focus on those.
Precisely. It's about making strategic choices about where to allocate your resources.
And I bet marketing is another area where this applies.
Absolutely. The book talks about optimizing marketing efforts by focusing on those high ROI channels.
Okay, so instead of trying to do everything, you figure out what's actually working and double down on that.
Exactly. And finally, businesses can use the 80-20 rule to delegate or eliminate those low-impact tasks.
So free up time and resources to focus on what really matters.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
This has been super insightful already, but I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
There's so much more to explore.
Well, when we come back, we'll be diving into how the 80-20 rule can be applied to personal development.
Yes.
Relationships.
Absolutely.
Even health and fitness, so stay tuned.
Can't wait.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been talking all about the 80-20 rule and how it can help us work smarter.
Right.
I'm really curious to see how this principle can be applied to personal growth. Because I feel like that's an area where we can always be improving.
Absolutely. And the 80-20 rule can be a really valuable tool for personal development.
So how does it work?
Well, the idea is to focus on developing the skills that will have the biggest impact on your overall success and happiness.
Okay, so it's about identifying those high-impact skills.
Exactly. But how do we do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It all starts with self-reflection.
Okay, so taking a step back and really looking at our strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly, and thinking about your goals and aspirations.
So what skills would really help you excel in the areas that matter most to you?
That's the key question.
Right, because everyone's different.
Of course. There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
So for someone in a leadership role,
mm-hmm.
it might be communication skills or decision-making.
Right.
But for an artist,
Yeah.
It might be creativity or technical mastery.
Exactly. It's about identifying the skills that are most relevant to your personal and professional goals.
I see. So once you've figured out what those key skills are, then you can start focusing on developing them.
Precisely. And there are a lot of different ways to do that.
Like what?
Well, you could take courses, read books, attend workshops, find mentors,
Okay.
or even just practice those skills in your daily life.
So it's about being intentional about your growth.
Exactly. And making sure you're focusing on the skills that will have the biggest impact.
This makes me think about relationships too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because we often try to maintain a huge network of connections.
Right.
But maybe the 80-20 rule can help us be more intentional there as well.
Absolutely. Just like with skills,
Okay.
it's not about the quantity of relationships, but the quality.
So it's about focusing on the people who really bring us joy and support.
Exactly. Think about the relationships that truly enrich your life.
Those are the ones to prioritize.
Absolutely. Now, what about the relationships that drain your energy or bring you down?
Oh, yeah. Those are tough.
It's not always about cutting people off entirely.
Right.
Sometimes it's about setting healthy boundaries
Right.
and being mindful of how much time and energy you invest in certain relationships.
So recognizing that our time and energy are precious.
Exactly. And we need to be selective about how we spend them.
Even in our relationships.
It's about creating a network of people who support us and help us grow.
I like that.
Now let's shift gears for a bit and talk about health and fitness.
Oh, man. That's an area where I could definitely use some help.
I hear you. It can be a struggle to find the time and motivation,
For real.
but the 80-20 rule can actually be really helpful here.
Really, how so?
Well, when it comes to exercise, the 80-20 rule encourages us to focus on the exercises that deliver the most results in the least amount of time.
So instead of spending hours at the gym,
Right.
I should be focusing on a few key exercises.
Exactly. Things like high-intensity interval training or HIIT,
Okay.
they're incredibly effective for improving your fitness in a shorter amount of time.
So it's about prioritizing efficiency.
Exactly. Now, what about nutrition?
Oh, yeah, that's another tough one.
The 80-20 rule can help us there too.
Okay, how?
Well, it suggests focusing on nutrient-dense foods,
Right.
things like lean protein, healthy fats, fruits, vegetables, whole grains.
Right. So basically just making healthier choices.
Exactly. It's about finding a sustainable approach to eating that supports your overall health and well-being.
I'm starting to see how the 80-20 rule can be applied to so many different areas of our lives.
It really is a versatile principle.
It's all about making conscious choices that align with our values and goals.
Exactly. And creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this segment,
We have.
but there's still more to explore.
That's right.
When we come back, we'll be diving into how the 80-20 rule can be applied to our finances and our overall well-being.
I can't wait.
So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been exploring this idea of the 80-20 rule.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
It really is, and we've seen how it can apply to so many different areas of our lives,
Absolutely.
from our work to our relationships, even our health and fitness.
It's really about creating a life that's aligned with our values.
Right, and I think that's what's so powerful about this concept.
Yeah, it's not just about being more efficient.
Okay.
It's about creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling.
So it's not just about getting more done. It's
Right.
about getting the right things done.
Exactly. The things that truly matter to us.
And I think that's where a lot of people struggle.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life
For sure.
and forget to make time for the things that we truly enjoy.
You know, I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
I get so focused on work and responsibilities that I forget to make time for my hobbies and passions.
It happens to the best of us.
But this book really emphasizes the importance of making time for those things.
Absolutely. Those activities that bring us joy and a sense of fulfillment.
Whether it's painting or playing music or just spending time in nature.
Right. Those things are essential for our well-being.
It's like all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Exactly. We need that balance.
That time to recharge and reconnect with ourselves.
And it's not just about leisure activities.
Okay.
It's about finding that balance between our professional and personal life.
Work-life balance.
Exactly. And that's something that a lot of people are striving for.
But it can be really tough to achieve.
It definitely can be.
So how can the 80-20 rule help us with that?
Well, it encourages us to set boundaries,
Okay.
prioritize our well-being,
Right.
and make choices that support a harmonious balance between work and life.
So maybe that means delegating tasks or learning to say no.
Exactly. It's about being mindful of how we spend our time and energy.
Both at work and in our personal lives.
Absolutely. And then the book also talks about the importance of taking care of our mental well-being.
Oh, yeah. Mental health is so important.
It really is.
Yeah.
But it's often the first thing to go when we're feeling stressed.
For sure.
So the 80-20 rule encourages us to incorporate activities that promote mental clarity and
Okay.
emotional resilience into our routines.
So things like meditation or mindfulness.
Exactly. Or spending time in nature or engaging in activities that help us de-stress.
So the 80-20 rule isn't just about external success.
Right.
It's about cultivating inner peace as well.
It's about creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling on all levels.
This has been such a great deep dive.
I'd agree.
The 80-20 rule is such a simple but powerful concept, and
Yeah.
it can be applied to so many different areas of our lives.
It's really about working smarter, not harder.
And creating a life that is both successful and fulfilling.
I think that's a great takeaway.
So to wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
If you could only focus on 20% of your activities today, which ones would have the greatest impact on your overall well-being and success?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
It really is.
It forces you to think about your priorities
Exactly.
and make conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the 80-20 rule.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed it, and we hope you've learned some valuable insights.
Please too.
Remember, it's all about working smarter, not harder,
Absolutely.
and creating a life that is both productive and fulfilling.
That's the goal.
So until next time, embrace the power of focus and simplicity.